谢主，这个是来到这个地方，看见这么美丽的地，预备的地方，坐落在佳美之处的。你们来的时候，我已经参观了一下哈，这个是让非小娃的 everything 都俱全了。我们真的看见了神真的何等的恩待。刚才听到于牧师的见证，真的也是欢喜快乐。
We are so joyful to hear Pastor Yu's testimony.
真的看见就在神的供应是 just on time.
And God's provision is just on time.
不早也不晚。
And he's not late and he's not early.
我们看见我们的神是丰富供应的主。
Our Lord is, he is the provider.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 我们的神也是做新事的神。
He is the Lord, he is the God who does new things.
我想今天我们来到这样一个新的 building.
We came to a new building today.
这个新的 building 就新的开始。
This is a new beginning.
但是我相信每一个新的开始，神也要选择一个新的器皿。
And in every new beginning, God will use a new instrument.
神要选择他的器皿来配合他自己的工作。
And he will choose a new instrument to do his work.
所以今天晚上我分享一下怎么样在神的面前能够做一个新的器皿。
And I would like to share with you how God will use His new instrument.
好，让我们在这样一个新的时代、新的工作季节里面，真的为神做荣美的工作。
So that He can use this new instrument in this new era, in this new age.
我们从三方面来看，怎么样在神面前做一个新的器皿。
There are three points.
第一个，我们一定要除掉旧皮带的这种心态。
First, we would have to get rid of our old ways.
什么叫做旧皮带的心态呢 ？Old wine skin.
What is the old wine skin mentality?
我们在路加福音第五章第三十八、三十九节里面。
In Luke chapter
5:38-39.
38 and 39.
主耶稣在那里说，新酒必须装在新皮带里。
The new wine should be put in the new wineskin.
没有人喝了陈酒又说喝又想喝新的，总说陈的好。
No one after drinking the old wine wants the new, for he says the old is better.
什么叫旧皮带的心态呢
？What is the
mentality of a wineskin?
Wineskin.
我们看见旧皮带的心态就是说，总是说陈酒好。
The old wine is better.
他总是说老酒比较好喝。
Everybody says the old wine is better.
我请问你在我们中间喝过酒的人。
Anybody drink wine in here?
我请问你陈酒好喝还是新酒好喝啊
?What is better, old wine or new wine?
啊陈酒好喝。那我请问你为什么耶稣却叫我们要做新皮带呢
?Why does our Lord Jesus want us to make new wineskins?
如果说陈酒好喝耶稣为什么不让我们做旧皮带是个 perfect match 吗旧皮带装陈酒不是最好的配合吗
Isn't it better for us to drink new wine and use the old wineskin?
为什么耶稣却叫我们要做新的皮带呢
Why does the Lord Jesus want us to make new wineskins?
那我再请问你请问陈酒从哪里来
Where does old wine come from?
从新酒而来。
From the new wine.
所以其实耶稣的意思说如果我们因为陈酒好喝而拒绝了新酒的话。
If we reject the old wine because of the new wine.
那我们怎么知道那个后来的陈酒不会比现在的陈酒更好喝呢
?How do we know that the old wine, the aged wine will be better than the new one?
Amen.那个新酒所出来的陈酒说不定会比你现在的陈酒更加好喝的。
The old wine that came from the new one may be better than the old wine you have right now.
但很多时候我们人是活在过去的回忆里面的。
It's like living in the past.
很多时候我们总觉得陈酒好喝。
We might think the aged wine is better.
以至于我们拒绝了新酒。
So we reject the new wine.
因为我们真的人常常容易活在过去的回忆里。
We often lived in the past.
就好像你照镜子一样。
Just like when we look in the mirror.
多少时候我们照镜子不是只是想捕捉我们过去的自己吗
?Do we look at, our old self?
我相信在我们中间都天天照镜子。
I think every one of us, we look at the mirror every day.
不但是姐妹喜欢照弟兄也喜欢照。
Not only the sisters here, but also the brothers.
你每天照镜子, 诶, 怎么搞多了一根白头发?
Sometimes we'll see, hey, is there a new,
多了一根皱纹?
Is there a new wrinkle?
这不像我,
it's not like me.
的确不是你,
it's not me.
不是过去的你,
it's not like how I was before.
而是今天的你,
it's today.
欢迎你来到现实的世界,
welcome to the present.
我们人常常活在过去的回忆里面。
We often lived in the past.
父母跟儿女也是一样。
Just like our parents and our children.
你知道孩子们总是急于想走进他的未来。
Our children, they often want to live in the future.
但是做父母的却永远想把孩子保留在过去的里面。
But as parents, we want them to stay small.
所以我们父母讲到孩子的时候，我们总是说他以前都是那样的。
When we talk about our children, we say, they used to be like this.
你想到你的儿女都想到他从前。
When you think about your children, that's what you think about.
但你的儿女却急于要进入未来里面，他不要停留。
But your parents, but your children, they want to, think about the future.
所以你知道很多时候父母儿女常常发生冲突。
And that's why we have so many conflicts between parents and children.
因为你们根本没有活在同一个时间里面。
Because you don't live in the same time period.
我们喜欢活在过去的回忆里面。
As parents, we like to live in the past.
在圣经里面也有一个故事讲到以色列人回到耶路撒冷。
And there's a story in the Bible that the Israelites, they come back to Jerusalem.
当然耶路撒冷是把圣殿重建起来。
And when they came back to Jerusalem, they built the church. Just like today, we dedicate this church.
应该是欢喜快乐的日子啊。
This is very, a joyful, happy time.
可是圣经却说, 有人欢喜, 有人哭嚎啊。
But in the Bible it says some people, are joyful, some people are sad.
而且那个哭嚎声音大到大家分不清楚, 大家现在笑还哭都分不清楚。
But some are weeping so loud that we don't know if they're joyful or sad.
为什么有人哭有人笑呢?
Why are some sad and why are some happy?
因为圣经说那些没有见过所罗门王圣殿的人, 他们就欢喜快乐。
Because whoever did not see the temple of Saul, Solomon, they were joyful.
而那些曾经看过所罗门王圣殿的人, 他们就哀哭啊。
The ones who did see the temple of Solomon, they were weeping.
怎么能比呢?
How do you compare?
怎么比得上以前所罗门圣殿的荣耀呢?
How can you compare to the glory of the temple of Solomon?
虽然神界的先知一再地对他们说,
but the Lord kept on telling them,
这殿后来的荣耀要大过先前所罗门王的荣耀。
The glory of this building, this temple, will be greater than that of Solomon.
但是当时人他们多不是回想到过去，却错过了神今天的作为。
But all they could think about is what they did wrong, what they felt guilty of before the Lord.
我们看见今天多少时候，我们也是会这样子。Sometimes
we can be like this.
我们会常常怀念到过去上帝的作为。
We could think about what God did before.
却错过了神今天要做伟大奇妙的工作。
But we miss what the Lord wants to do today.
Amen.
Amen.
只有你们让我告诉你，圣灵永远是星球。
I'd like to tell you that the Holy Spirit, continues to be new.
Amen.
Amen.
所以今天教会我们要持续来选择做新的皮带。
In our church today, we need to choose the new wineskin.
如果圣灵永远是新酒, 那我们永远就要做新的皮带。
If the Holy Spirit is the new wine, then we need to do, to choose the new wineskin.
Amen.
Amen.
我们看见初代的教会就是如此。
In the early church, this is like the same thing.
我们看见他们曾经做过新皮带。
They had, made the new wineskin before.
当门徒们选择跟随耶稣基督的时候,
when the disciples follow Jesus Christ.
他们撇下了船，撇下了网，跟随耶稣。
They lay down their boat. They lay down their nets to follow Jesus Christ.
我们看见他们选择做了新皮带。
They chose the new wineskin.
他们放弃他们过去以前的生活形态。
They lay down their old lifestyle. They chose to follow Jesus. I would like to ask you, is it good to have Jesus living with you every day? Yes, of course. When you're hungry, Jesus makes bread for you. When you're sick, He heals you. When you have no money for taxes, Jesus will make money in your pocket. What is better than having Jesus Christ by your side? What is better than this old wine? Disciples, when they followed Jesus, they made new
wineskins.
When Jesus Christ, He resurrected and He ascended to heaven, disciples, they made a new choice. They made a choice to follow Jesus.
我们看见, 当耶稣从死里复活升天的时候,
when Jesus Christ resurrected and ascended to heaven,
你看见门徒们在那举目望天,
they looked up into heaven.
一定是望了很久,
they might have looked there for a long time.
否则的话, 天使也不会这样说, hey, 干嘛举头举目望天啊?
And the angels, that's why the angels said, hey, what are you doing looking up?
他们为什么举目望天呢?
Why are they looking up?
因为很彷徨嘛,
because they don't know, they're scared.
以前耶稣在旁边多好啊,
isn't it better to have Jesus?
有什么比这个更好啊?
What is better than
有什么新酒会比这个陈酒更好的呢?
What is better, what is a better wine than this old wine?
现在耶稣不在了,
now that Jesus is not here with us,
非常的彷徨, 要怎么跟从下去?
It's so frightening. How do we follow Him?
他们需要再一次面对一个抉择,
they need to make a new decision.
愿不愿意重新做新的皮带?
I make the choice to make the new wine.
借着圣灵来跟从耶稣基督.
Go through the Spirit to follow Jesus Christ.
感谢神，我们看见初代的教会，他们选择再一次做新皮带.
Praise the Lord. We see that the early church, they chose the new wineskin.
使徒行传就是他们选择再次做新皮带的结果.
The book of Acts is because they chose the new wineskin.
Amen.
Amen.
所以我们看见使徒行传到了第二章的时候, 我们看见彼得本来是最不应该起来讲话.
In Acts 2, we saw that Peter, who was a person who's not fit to stand up before people.
每次彼得一站起来，你都捏把冷汗了.
Every time Peter says something, we're kind of scared.
可是彼得站起来一传福音，3000人信主.
But when he stood up and he spread the gospel, 3,000 people came to know the Lord.
不止旁边的门徒吓一跳，彼得自己都吓一跳。我告诉你.
Not just everybody around him were scared or was surprised. He was surprised.
这会是彼得吗?
Was it his own doing?
这会是那以前常讲错话的彼得吗?
Was this the guy that said the wrong thing every time?
这是新的彼得.
No, this is the new Peter.
他选择做新的皮带，这是新的彼得.
He chose the new wineskin. This is the new Peter.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
到使徒行传第三章的时候,
in Acts chapter 3,
当彼得看着门口看那个瘸腿的人,
when he saw a person who was lame,
我相信彼得看到他的时候，彼得心中很大的挣扎在那里.
He struggled when he saw this person.
我可以叫他起来吗?
Can I ask him to stand up?
耶稣是可以, 我知道可以.
I know that Lord Jesus Christ can do it.
我可以吗?
Can I do it?
我可以吩咐他起来吗?
Can I command him to stand up?
神迹会发生吗?
Can a miracle happen?
可是当彼得奉拉撒人耶稣的名叫他起来行走, 他果然就起来行走.
But when Peter commanded him in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, he stood up and he could walk.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
我们看见门徒们选择再一次做新的皮带.
When the disciples, they choose the new wineskin.
我们看见教会在使徒行传的教会跟四福音时代的教会是不一样的.
We see that the church in the New Testament, they were different.
我们看见在四福音的时候，我们看见门徒们是享受主的同在。
In the Gospels, the disciples, they enjoyed being with Jesus.
可是到了使徒行传，他们不再是耶稣的同在，他们与耶稣同工了。
In Acts, they weren't with Jesus Christ, they were doing the work with Jesus Christ.
他们在四福音的时候是观看耶稣行神迹。
In the Gospels, they were watching Jesus do miracles.
可是到了使徒行传，他们自己成为神迹的器皿啊。
But in Acts, they were the instruments that God did miracles through.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
弟兄姐妹，求神来帮助我们，真的是要除掉那旧皮带的心态。
Let's ask the Lord to take away that old wineskin mentality.
无论神过去的恩典有多么的丰富
，No matter how great God was in the past,
神都是要做新事的神。
God wants to do new things.
也让我们预备好我们自己要成为新的皮带
and let us prepare to, use the new wineskin
来承受神新的工作
to accomplish what God wants to do through us.
Amen.
Amen.
所以第一个要除掉旧皮带的心态
The first point is to get rid of the old wineskin mentality.
第二我们就要来扩张生命的容量
Number two is to expand our
capacity
in our life.
我们要来扩张生命的容量。
Expand our capacity.
我告诉你，神所使用的每一个人其实都是很平凡的。
People Jesus used, they are very ordinary people.
你看在圣经里面，彼得多么的平凡的人。
In the Bible, Peter, he is a very ordinary person.
事实上有时候，我常觉得我们还比他好一点。
Sometimes we think we're better than Peter.
彼得三次不认主。
He did not,
He denied the Lord.
Denied the Lord three times.
我们都还没有否认主了。
We haven't done that yet, have we?
你想看一个传道人否认主三次，他还想混吗？
A minister, he, denied the Lord three times. Is there such a thing?
不要说三次，一次就不行了。
We don't have to even talk about three times, just one time.
我们看见圣经中的大卫。
David,
他犯奸淫罪。
He committed the adultery.
你看多少时候我们看见神所使用的真的是非常平凡的。
The people that the Lord used, they're ordinary people.
一点都不像我们所想象是神圣的人。
They're not these giants, spiritual giants.
那为什么神使用他们
？Why did the Lord use them?
我告诉你，因为他们向神有一个伟大的荣耀。
Because they have The capacity for Lord.
他们向神有个伟大的容量。
They expanded their capacity for the Lord.
因为求神来帮助我们，永远不要让我们自己来限制上帝的工作。
May the Lord help us not to limit what the Lord can do through us.
Amen.
Amen.
永远不要限制上帝在我们身上的作为。
Do not let us limit what the Lord can do through us.
你知道公元2002年的时候我去这个 Guatemala 这个国家。
In 2002, I went to Guatemala.
特别要去叫 Amalonga 的一个村落。
I went to a village called Amalonga.
为什么要去那里呢
？Why did I want to go there？
因为那个地方是一个上帝转化的大能曾经触摸的土地。The power of transformation.
Power of transformation, God touched that.
这个村落其实以前是很少基督徒的。
In this village.There were very few Christians before.
而且呢就是土地非常的贫瘠根本长不出任何东西来。
And it was a place where, they could not grow anything, any crop.
可当那些牧师们同心合意在神面为这个村落祷告的时候。
And when many ministers, they prayed for this place.
不但人的心归向神。
People turned to Jesus.
现在这个村落 90% 人成为基督徒。
And 90%Right now, 90% of the people in this village, they are Christians.
而神甚至改变这个土地的土质都改变，那个土壤都改变。
God even changed, the soil there.
它长出来的蔬菜又大又肥。
The vegetables that come out of the ground, they are beautiful.
那边长出来的红萝卜是像我们小腿这么粗的，见过没有？
The carrots are as big as our calves.
我们就是要去看这红萝卜的。
We should go see that.
2002年我们教会三个牧师专程飞去要看红萝卜。
three pastors, we went there in 2002 to just.
事实上，世界各地很多人都一起去到那个村落，就是看怎么那么大的红萝卜。
A lot of people go to this place just to see those carrots.
我们看见神转化当人降临的时候，奇妙的事情发生。
When the Lord works, miraculous things happen.
我还记得当我们在那里看，哇，真稀奇，这么大，这么大，很稀奇的时候。
And this is amazing.
哎，就有人突然问一个问题。
There was one problem.
不是，有一个人问一个问题。
Oh, somebody said asked a question.
他说，哎，请问你从神的眼中看，这个红萝卜大吗？
When they asked, from the Lord's view, is this a big carrot?
我们从来没想过，从神看是大吗？我们觉得很稀奇，神看大吗？
Is this a big carrot from God's view?
可是我们怎么想，越想都觉得答案是 no, 一点都不大的。
It's not really big in God's eyes.
我们说，说不定从神的眼中看，这才是正常的 size.
In God's eyes, this is a normal carrot.
换句话说，我们眼目太狭窄了，弟兄姐妹多少次啊？
Maybe we limit what God.
我们常常我们以为红萝卜就只有这么小，这个只是那么小。
We usually think a carrot is only this small.
其实说不定这么大才是神觉得正常啦。
And maybe this is a normal carrot in God's eyes.
Hallelujah! 永远不要让你自己限制上帝的作为。
Do not limit what God can do.
圣经上说神为爱他而预备是眼睛所未曾看见。
The Lord prepares things that you cannot see, you cannot imagine.
是你的耳朵所未曾听见。
Things that you have never heard before.
是你的心所未曾想到的。
Things that you have never thought of before.
Amen.
Amen.
我请问你，你眼睛能够看多远？
How far can you see?
你眼睛能够看多远？
How far can you see?
我告诉你，神所能够为你预备的远，超过你眼所能看见的。
What God wants to prepare for you, it's something you cannot even see.
我请问你的心能够想多远？
What can your heart imagine?
你心能够想多远？
What can you think?
无论能够想多远，神能够成就远，超过你心所能想的。
No matter what you can think of, or what you can dream of, God can do far greater than that.
Amen.
Amen.
永远不要让你自己限制上帝的作为。
Do not let you do not limit what God can
让
do.
让神来扩张你的境界吧。
Let the Lord expand.
让神来扩张你生命的容量吧。
Let the Lord.Expand your heart.
有时候我看到一些人常常这样说。
A lot of people say this.
我就是这个样子。
This is the way I am.
我就是这个样子。
This is how I am.
意思好像就是说，神昨日今日直到永远不改变，我也不改变。
It's kind of like saying, the Lord never changes, I never change either.
No, 耶稣基督永不改变，你需要被改变。
No, Jesus.Will never change, but you need to change.
Amen.
Amen.
跟你旁边说你需要被改变，跟他说。
Say to the person next to you, you need to change.
容许神在你生命当中来扩张你的疆界吧。
Allow the Lord to expand your heart.
拉大你的胸怀吧。
Open your heart.
你知道神也常常透过你身旁周围的人来改变你。
A lot of times, God used the people next to you, people around you, to change you.
以前我常常听到人说，当神要那个操练你爱的功课的时候
I used to hear about stories of how the Lord trains you.
如果神要你学习爱的功课，他们说神会把你在你旁边放一个很不可爱的人。
When the Lord wants you to learn about love, lessons about love, you will.You will place a person who is hard to love around you.
好让你学习去爱他。
So that you can learn to love.
错了，错了，错了。
That is wrong.
我告诉你，当神要你学习爱的功课的时候
，When the Lord wants you to learn to love,
神其实放一个很可爱的人在你旁边。
The Lord puts a lovely person next to you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
要叫你自己看见你自己多么不可爱。
To let you see how unlovable you are.
连这么可爱的人都爱不下去。
That you cannot even love a person who is so lovely.
Oh, 我们真的需要谦卑下来。
We need to humble ourselves.
让神来扩张我们生命的容量。
Let the Lord expand the capacity of our heart.
Amen.
Amen.
神能够在你生命当中所成就的工作，我告诉你，远超过你所能想象的。
What the Lord wants to accomplish through you is more than you can ever imagine.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
想想这个 building 吧。
think about this building.
1,600块钱.
1,600.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
神所能成就远超过我们所能想象.
What the Lord can do far exceeds.
我告诉你，我们神是充满创意的啦.
The Lord is creative.
很多时候我们感觉我们人怎么想都想不过神的啦.
We cannot even imagine more than what the Lord can do.
你看见当以色列打耶利哥这场战争的时候，
when the Israelites they went to Jericho,
神叫他们怎么打呢？
How did the Lord tell them to do?
以色列一天要绕城一圈，
and they will walk around the city once every day.
第七天七圈，
on the seventh day,
七次，
seven times.
最后彩虹天就 shout 呼喊，
everybody shout on the seventh day.
城就倒下，
the walls came
down. 有谁打仗这样打的？请问？
Who fights like this?
当你听到这个策略的时候，你就知道这一定从上帝而来的。
When you hear about the story, you know that it's about God.
只有上帝想得出这种办法。
Only the Lord can think of this.
这人怎么想得出来呢？
There's no way somebody could imagine.
当约沙法王去征战的时候，
in the Jehoshaphat in the Old Testament,
神叫他怎么打仗法呢？
How did the Lord ask him to
fight? 把诗班放在最前面。
Put the choir in the front.
这些诗班参加诗班就是怕打仗嘛， come on.
They are
不想去打仗参加诗班嘛。
If they ask them to go up to the front, they're going to lose.
神说要把诗班在最前面。
But the Lord says, put the choir in the front.
有谁这样打仗的？
What kind of tactics is that?
我们的神是充满创意的， 我告诉你。
Our Lord is full of creativity.
在迦拿的婚宴里面，
in Canaan,
他们没有酒了，结婚的时候没有酒。
When they didn't have any wine,
我们看见耶稣就叫把石缸装满了水。
Jesus asked them to take the jar full of water,
然后把水舀出来给那个管宴席的喝。
And take the water and put it into the cup.
这个管宴席一喝，
when the banquet people drank it,
哎呦，这是美酒，好酒。
This is great wine.
哎，很有意思啊。
This is amazing.
耶稣没有一下就把水变成酒啊。
Jesus didn't change water into wine instantaneously.
他把水倒在石缸里面。
He put the water
再舀出来送到管宴席那里去。
And he took it and
我请问你这个水什么时候变成酒的？
When did this water become wine?
什么时候变成酒的？
When?
I don't know.
Nobody knows.
我们看见我们的主实在是每一件事情充满了创意，我告诉你。
He is full of creativity.
你读圣经的神迹好。
When you read the miracles in the Bible.
你读圣经的神迹，永远不会说，哎，又来了，老套。
When you look at the miracles, you would not say, oh, it's the same old, same old.
No, 神的神迹永不重复。
There's no repeats.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
神的神迹永不重复。
He doesn't repeat himself.
以色列第一次过红海的时候，
when the Israelites walk across the Red Sea,
我们看见神叫摩西用杖向水一指，
the Lord asked Moses to point his staff into the water.
我常常觉得这摩西凭信心把杖往水一指，
when Moses pointed his staff to the water,
如果说神晚个两三分钟行动，
If God was late about 2 or 3 minutes,
摩西心脏病就会发了。
Moses will have a heart attack.
但是摩西凭信心一指，
through faith, he pointed his staff.
我们看见水就分成两半，
and the water parted.
那第二次以色列要准备过约旦河了，一样的情况要过约旦河了。
The second time when the Israelites wanted to cross the Jordan,
按照人所有的想法，
Through humans, they would have said, Joshua, go up to the front.
拿个杖,
take your staff.
下水一指,
point it to the water.
水就会分开的,
the water will part.
但我们看见神并没有再这样做。
But the Lord did not do this.
神叫还约柜的祭司脚要先踏入水中。
He told the priest to take the Ark of the Covenant and cross.
神的神迹永不重复。
And the miracles of the Lord, they are different
every time. 甚至耶稣在福音书三次医治瞎子。
In the New Testament, when Jesus healed the blind,
三次医治瞎子。
Three times.
回去查查看，三次都不一样。
You can go back and look at the, New Testament. They were all different every time.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
我们的神是充满创意的神。
Our Lord is full of creativity.
今天我们也在求神扩张我们生命的容量。
Let's ask the Lord to expand the capacity.
好让神能够在我们身上成就新的工作。
So the Lord can do new things in our life.
Amen.
Amen.
最后第三点。
The third point.
要听从圣灵的感动。
We need to, listen to the Holy Spirit.
听从圣灵的感动。
Follow the Holy Spirit.
你知道有些时候我们想到灵恩啊。
When you think about Holy Spirit.
讲到 charismatic movement 啊那些。
Charismatic.
我们都觉得好像一想到灵恩就想到一片混乱不是吗
When we think about that, we might think about, disorder.
我不知道在这里可能有些不是灵粮堂的一些弟兄姐妹。
Some of us might not be in a charismatic.
你们一听到灵恩就怕怕。
When you think about charismatic, you might have, you might be scared.
No, 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 请你不用害怕。
Don't be scared.
其实圣灵是与你关系最密切的那一位。
The Holy Spirit is the one who is closest to you.
你不要害怕圣灵哦。
Don't be afraid of the
Holy Spirit. 因为圣灵是永远与你同在的。
Because he is the one who is with you forever.
如果你害怕他还得了。
How can you be scared of him?
我们看见圣灵在你的里面。
The Holy Spirit is inside of you.
他要亲自成为我们的安慰师。
He wants to be your comforter.
也是要成为我们的引导者。
He wants to be your lead.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姐妹，灵粮堂是一个我今天已经不要再解释灵恩不灵恩的事情。
I'm not going to talk about the charismatic or not charismatic movement.
就算人家说我是灵恩派。
Even when people say that I'm charismatic.
我也要说我所走的灵恩派是实用灵恩派 ,practical charismatic.
I want to say that, my charismatic is, practical charismatic.
什么是真正的灵恩
?What is that?
如果你有笔给写下来，这是我这些年最好的定义。我告诉你。
If you have a pen, write this down.
什么是真正的灵恩
？What is the practical charismatic?
就是能够聆听圣灵的声音，顺从圣灵的引导。
Is to listen to the Holy Spirit and follow Him.
我们看见这是真正的灵恩。
This is true.
听圣灵的声音。
To listen to the Holy Spirit.
顺从圣灵的引导。
And to follow him.
第二点，因为圣灵在我们，他乐意来引导我们的。
He loves to lead us.
Amen.
Amen.
就像你今天开车一样嘛。
Just like when you're driving.
今天我看见很多人开车喜欢用 GPS, right?
A lot of people like to use GPS.
因为 GPS 的时候，你连地图都不用看了。
You don't even have to look at the map.
地址打上去。
Just put in the address.
他就会告诉你向前走。
It'll tell you to go straight.
左转。
Go left.
右转。
Go right.
走错了，回头。
Recalculating, go back.
我每次看到 GPS 的时候。
When I look at the GPS.
我都感谢上帝。
I praise the Lord.
我主感谢你已经早在我们生命当中 build in 的 GPS 啦。
Thank you, Lord, for building in a GPS in my heart.
圣灵在我们里面就属灵的 GPS。
And that is the Holy Spirit GPS.
Amen. 圣灵会引导我们生命每一个道路的。
And the Holy Spirit will lead us in our life.
多少时候我们都忽略他，没有聆听他的声音，不来求告他。
When we don't, listen to him, when we don't follow him.
耶利米书三十三章三节。
In Jeremiah
33:3.
耶利米书三十三章三
节。33:3. 值得你背下来。You should memorize it. 主
说你若求告我。If you, ask of me.
我就应允你。
I will answer you.
并且将你所不知道又大又难的事指引你指示你
Jeremiah 33:3 says, Call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know
主说你若求告我
If you call me
我就应你
I will answer you
并将你所不知道
And tell you great and unsearchable things
这问题就是不知道吗不是吗
The problem with us is we don't know.
问题就是我们不知道前面的道路。
The things that we don't know are unsearchable.
我们不知道前面的答案在哪里。
We don't know what the answer is.
我们的问题就是我们不知道。
Our problem is that we don't know.
那我们看神在说，你若求告我就应允你，并将你所不知道 又大又难的是指示你。
He says, call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things that you do not know.
那你说牧师那是又大又难的事吗？
You say, Pastor, that is a difficult thing.
不是我这种简单的事啊。
It's not a simple thing.
No, 我告诉你，如果神能够将又大又难的事指示你，难道神不能够将又简单又小的事指示你吗？
Yes. No, if the Lord can tell you great and unsearchable things, can the Lord not tell you simple things?
Amen.
Amen.
神乐意在我们生命当中来引导我们的。
He is glad to show us.How to live our lives.
弟兄们，我告诉你，其实圣灵常常感动我们。
The Holy Spirit is often there to touch us.
很多时候，我今天不是讲的很神秘的事情，不是。
I'm not talking about very mysterious things tonight.
圣灵常常感动我们。
The Holy Spirit touches us.
比如说，有些时候圣灵会感动你，觉得有一位弟兄他最近情况有点需要，你想去打个电话给他。
Sometimes the Lord might touch you, the Holy Spirit might touch you to pray for someone or to call someone who is in need.
你正要打电话给他的时候，
When you call them,
一看，哦，十一点半，很晚了。
It's about 11:30 p.m. at night. It's very late.
你说主啊，那我明天再打电话给他吧。
You might say, Lord, maybe I'll call him tomorrow morning.
可是明天你就忘记了。
But tomorrow you might forget.
这种事情有没有发生过在你身上？
Has this ever happened to you before?
另外一个，也许你知道在家这个教会里有一个家庭现在很大的需要，你应该去探访他。
Another example, you might know of this family that has great need. You should be able to go visit them.
可是呢，你要出门。
But you are on your way out.
这是西雅图啊，天下大雨，对不对
？And it was raining in Seattle.
那你说主啊，太不方便，雨停了，我一定会去看他。
And you might say, Lord, maybe when the rain stops.Then I'll go and visit them.
可雨停了，你又忘记了。
But when the rain stops, you might forget.
这种事情有没有发生在你身上？
Has that ever happened to you before?
有，圣灵常常感动我们的弟兄。
Yes, the Holy Spirit touches us often.
只是很多时候我们消灭圣灵的感动。
But many times we quench the Holy Spirit.
圣经讲得很清楚，很多时候我们会消灭圣灵的感动的。
The Bible says we often quench the Holy Spirit.
我们常常消灭圣灵的感动。
We do that a lot of times.
甚至你不自觉的时候，你在消灭圣灵的感动。
Many times you don't even know it, you quench the Holy Spirit.
我举个例子给你们听，在我们教会刚刚开始的阶段的时候。
For example, in the beginning of our church.
那时候人数还不是很多。
There are not many people in the church at that time.
刚好有一段时间师母就感冒生病。
At that time, the pastor's wife was sick.
结果在那个礼拜里面居然没有人打电话给师母。
At that time, nobody in the church, gave a phone call to the pastor's wife.
那我的师母就说哎呀奇怪别人感冒我都送鸡汤给他喝为什么我感冒连个电话都没有呢
She said, a lot of times when other people were sick, I would visit them, I would give them chicken soup, but when I'm sick, nobody, cares about me.
我就说哎呀我们是传道人啊。
And I said, well, we are pastors.
我们爱是不求回报的。
When we love, it's unconditional, we don't ask anything in return.
但不管我怎么讲都好像很难安慰她啦。
But it was difficult to comfort her.
所以那个礼拜的小组聚会我就去了。
During that,There is a small group meeting that.
那我就在小组里面稍微提了一下这件事情。
So I kind of mentioned it in that.
我说怎么没有人打电话给师母呢
？How come nobody called my wife, the pastor's wife？
啊，有一个姐妹说，牧师，其实我礼拜三就想打电话给师母哎。
And a sister said, Pastor, I was going to call her.
我说为什么没打呢
？Why didn't you call？
她就想，因为是师母，一定很多人打电话，所以我不用打了啦。
And she said, because it's the pastor's wife, of course, a lot of people probably called her, so I didn't have to call her.
我就跟她说，哦，姐妹，你都不知道，如果你那天打那个电话，不知道有多好啊。
And I said, oh, sister, if you had made that phone call, how much would it have comforted?
胜过我千言万语啊。
It would have, been better than anything I could have said.
You see, 很多时候我们去消灭圣灵的感动。
Many times we quench the voice of the Holy Spirit.
连我们自己都不自觉，我们在消灭圣灵的感动。
Even when we don't even know it.
其实圣灵是很敏锐的，弟兄姐妹。
And the Holy Spirit, is very sensitive.
如果我们忽略他，他不会勉强我们。
If we ignore him, he will not force his.
可是如果我们欢迎他在我们生命当中来工作，
But if we welcome him,
圣灵就会常常向我们显现。
He will often reveal to us.
而且呢，他会向我们说话。
And he will talk to us.
而且你发现圣灵其实话还挺多的，我告诉你。 Amen.
Holy Spirit, he has a lot of things to tell you.
就好像今天我跟你讲话，如果今天跟你讲话。
Just like today, when I talk to you.
如果一直跟你讲话，你一点反应都没有。
When I continue to talk to you, you probably wouldn't have any reaction.
怎么讲都没反应。
Whatever I say, you will not have a reaction.
那你说我的反应会什么？
What is my reaction?
那我慢慢就不讲喽。
Then I say, well, I'm not going to say anything else.
怎么讲都没反应。 All right, 我也最好不要讲。
It has no use.
可如果今天跟你讲话的时候。
But when I talk to you.
你很有反应。
And you respond.
你看你热烈反应。
You have a great response.
就好像我讲到你一直阿们阿们阿们一样。
Just like when I preach, you say amen.
哦，那我会怎么样呢？
Then what I do?
我会越讲越开心啊。
I will continue to speak.
越讲越长啊。
I will continue.
难怪你没有阿们，是我讲短一点的。
Just like.
同样的道理嘛，因为当圣灵向我们说话的时候，
when the Holy Spirit speaks to us，
我们从来都不反应，
if we don't have any response，
圣灵感动我们的时候，
when the Holy Spirit touches us，
我们也不去遵行，
and we don't do anything，
那慢慢圣灵就没什么声音了，
then the Holy Spirit will be quieter and quieter。
可是当我们看见圣灵向我们说话的时候，
but when the Holy Spirit talks to us，
我们开始遵行了。
We follow him.
哦，你发现圣灵就越多向我们说话。
And you will find that the Holy Spirit will speak to you more and more.
第二点，我不是讲一些很奇怪的事情，我没有。
I'm not talking about very mystic things.
我只是说圣灵常常感动我们的。
I'm just saying that the Holy Spirit touches us all the time.
我这些年的经验里面，什么时候当我们顺从圣灵的感动的时候，神迹就会发生的。
This is my experience. When we respond to the Holy Spirit, miracles happen.
有一次在一个礼拜六的晚上，
at one time on a Saturday,
我在准备讲章，
I was preparing a sermon.
准备到半夜一点钟，
until 1 a.m.
还是没有信息，没有神的话。
I didn't have any inspiration at that time.
所以就向主祷告，主啊，向我说话。
So I prayed to the Lord, please talk to me.
我 actually 今天就要讲到，已经半夜一点钟，我今天就要讲到了。 Speak to me, oh God.
I'm supposed to give a sermon today, but I have no inspiration. Speak to me, oh God.
忽然间圣灵感动我。
At that time, the Spirit touched me.
圣灵要对我说，要打电话给一个姐妹。
Told me to call a sister.
而且这姐妹不是我们教会的姐妹。
And a sister that is not from our church.
我想半夜一点钟。
It's 1 a.m.
要我打电话给姐妹。
He wants me to call a sister.
这一定不是从上帝来，这是从魔鬼撒旦来的声音。
I said, this must not be from the Lord. This must be from the devil.
所以我要斥责仇敌的工作。
So he's trying to
rebuke.
I rebuked it.
所以，可是我就说主啊，我要求你向我说话， speak to me.
So I continue to cry out to the Lord, speak to me.
圣灵又再次感动，打电话给他。
If the Lord continue to touch me in that way, I will call.
我这些年操练了很久，我知道当圣灵再一次向我说的时候，我知道，哇，这恐怕是从神来的。
From experience, when the Lord continues to touch my heart, I know that it's from the Lord.
我说主啊，半夜一点钟了，不方便。
So I said, Lord, it's not convenient. It's 1 a.m.
明天一早我一定打电话。
Tomorrow, first thing in the morning, I will call her.
但是现在向我说话吧。
But please talk to me right now.
神又感动我，打电话给他。
The Lord told me to call her.
所以我就走进房间里面看看，想找师母，因为我想，哇，既然姐妹师母打电话吧。
So I went into the room and asked my wife to call the sister.
可是一到房间，师母已经睡着了。
But she was already sleeping.
哎，她平常也很累啊。
She is very tired.
我才不好意思叫醒她。I
shouldn't bother her.
我说主啊，我答应你，明天早上我一定打这个电话。
So I said, Lord, I promise you, in the morning, first thing I will call her.
现在 speak to me!
But speak to me now!
神还是再次感动我。
The Lord continued to touch my heart.
最后我知道没办法推脱。
So there's nothing I could do.
拿起电话。
I took the phone.
拨了他的电话。
I dialed the number.
拎了一声。
After one ring,
他就接起来。
She picked it up.
诶可见他还没睡觉。
She wasn't sleeping.
我就说我是刘同牧师。
Said, I am Pastor Liu.
他说你要干什么
?What do you want?
我说对不起我也不知道我要干什么。
And I said, I don't know myself.
真的我不知道我要干什么。
I have no idea.
我说我只知道神要我这时候打电话给你。
I just know that the Lord wanted me to give you a phone call.
我不知道为什么。
I don't know why.
我只是顺从圣灵的感动。
I'm just following what the
Lord 如果我错了请你原谅我真的请你原谅我。
If I was wrong, please forgive me.
我只知道我今天在这个时候必须打这个电话。
I just know that right now I need to give you a phone call.
结果他就在对方开始掉眼泪。
And she started to cry.
哭了很久之后他对我说。
After a while, she told me.
啊刘牧师你知道吗
?Pastor Liu.
最近这些日子我生活非常的艰苦。
I have been very troubled lately.
而今天晚上我在身边做了一个祷告。
Tonight, I said to the Lord, I prayed.
我说主，你还爱我吗？
I said, Lord, do you still love me?
如果你还爱我的话，
If you do,
求你给我一个征兆，给我个 sign.
Please give me a sign to tell me that you love me.
而就在这时候，你打电话来了。
At that time, you called me.
Hallelujah!
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 我告诉你，圣灵常常感动我们的。
The Holy Spirit touches us all the time.
我今天不是讲很奇怪的事情啦。
I'm not talking about weird things.
但多少时候我们消灭圣灵的感动。
But so many times we quench the.
我告诉你，今天只要我们能够聆听圣灵、顺从圣灵的神迹，就会发生在你每天生活当中。
If we only hear the Spirit and we follow the Holy Spirit, the miracles will happen in our lives.
Amen.
Amen.
我们要求神来帮助我们，在这个时代都要做一个新的器皿。
Ask the Lord. That in today we will be a new instrument for him.
无论神过去的工作是如何，
no matter what the Lord did in the past,
我们要忘记背后，努力面前。
We forget the past and we strive towards the future.
因为神在我们面前，我们看见有一个新的工作要我们来完成。
Because before us, the Lord has a new work for us.
求神让我们除去旧皮带的心态。
Let's do away with the old wineskin mentality.
扩大我们生命的容量吧。
Expand the capacity of our hearts.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
今天我们在这就是献堂感恩崇拜。
In this celebration tonight.
你怎么知道十年后这个教会成长到什么地步？
Do you know what's going to happen in 10 years with this church?
我告诉你，怎么想都想不过神的。
Whatever you can think of, The Lord has something that's greater than what you imagine.
扩张你生命的容量吧。
Expand your heart.
我还记得今天早上我们在我们教会我讲特别讲到这件事情。
This morning in my church, I talked about this.
我讲到15年前我们开始的教会的时候。
15 years ago when we started this church.
我们在一个学校的二楼的教室。
We were in a small school.It was on the second floor.
我们在那里唱说生命河要从我们中间流到万邦。
We sang that spirit, river of life will flow to the ends of the earth.
在那个时候我们真没法想象怎么流得出去。
At that time, we had no idea how that was going to happen.
怎么能够想象
How did we imagine?
从我们中间流到万邦。
To flow from within us to ends of the earth.
可是15年之后
But 15 years later,
我们现在在全世界15个国家已经建立了78间教会。
In the world, 15 countries, there are 78 churches.
其中50几间都是跨文化的都不是中国人的教会是跨文化的教会。
And in 50 of them are foreign languages.
不是就是local people.
Local people.Not Chinese.
神就在扩张我们的疆界。
The Lord expand our capacity.
Actually, 今天我们再来祷告说主啊我们深深的相信我们将来会在全世界每一个国家都有建立我们的分堂。
At that time, we said, Lord, we believe that in every single country we will have at least one church there.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
扩大你的容量.
Expand your horizon.
听从圣灵的引导.
Listen to the Holy Spirit.
你就发现神迹每天发生在你生活当中.
You will find that miracles happen every day.
Amen.
Amen.
我们一起祷告. 亲爱的主, 我们感谢你, 我们赞美你。
Dear Lord, we thank you, we praise you.
因为你拣选我们。
Because you chose us.
不但让我们成为你的儿女。
So that we can become your children.
而且能够成为你的同工。
And we can become your co-workers.
这是何等的荣幸, what an honor, 我们能够在你的国度的侍奉上有份。
What an honor to have a part in your kingdom.
帮助我们。
Please help us.
让我们在这样一个世代当中成为你新的器皿。
At this age, help us to be a new instrument for you.
我们再次把我们自己献上在你手中。
Again, we offer up our lives.
求你来使用我们。
Please use us.
感谢祷告奉耶稣得胜的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
好吧，我们用起立， 我们唱这首诗歌回应，好吧？ 主，我来到你的面前。 和我到你面前，献上我的今天，我的身体，我的一切，献上当作活祭。 主啊，我到你面前，献上我的今天，求你更新，求你洁净我的心思意念。主啊，我来到你的面前。 主啊，我到你面前，献上我的今天，我的身体，我的一切，献上当作活祭。 我到你面前，献上我的今天，求你更新，求你洁净我的心思意念。 我与你同钉十架。 我与你同钉十架。 如今不是我活着，因我知道你是深爱我，我只为你而活。再一次与你。 钉十架，我与你同钉十架。已经不是我活着，因我知道你是神爱我，我只为你而活。主啊，我到你面前，献上我的今天，愿我一生蒙你悦纳，成为你的喜悦。我们再唱了唱副歌，我与你同钉十架，我与你同钉十架。今不是我活着，因我知道你是神爱我，我只为你而活。我与你同你是家，如今不是我活着，是神爱我，我只为你而活。主啊，我到你面前，献上我的今天，愿我一生蒙你悦纳，最后。主啊，我来到你面前，主啊，我到你面前，献上我的今天，愿我一生蒙你悦纳，成为你的